case may be, and Father, that might be one that husband and wife relationship. She about ready to throw in the towel because he had getting ready to walk away. He don't want to be married anymore. Lord, I pray for that mother out there this morning. And Lord God, let her know that you know her name, that she are special, that you hadn't forgot her, Father. Lord, I ask you to comfort that woman. I ask you to comfort that mother this morning, Father. Let her know that she is loved, she is special. And I want to say this here. If there's any mother out there this morning that knows someone that might fall in that category or in that position, reach out to her this morning, Lord. Let her know she has been forgotten. Let her know that God knows her name. He created her, he made her. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank God and amen. Thank God. Hallelujah, Lord. I just really and truly, my heart goes out to that individual this morning that don't feel that she's loved, that don't feel that she can go on any longer. Yes, this is a day that we honor the mothers all over this United States. But Lord God, there's some out there that is desperate in a despair situation. Lord, that's the one I'm concerned about this morning. That's the one that we want to reach out to. And saints, I want you, if you know someone fall in that category, reach out to her. Give them a phone call and let them know that they're not alone. Because God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will be with you. Sow some love in that mother's life this morning. And with that in mind, you know, a Mother's Day, let me just share with you just a little bit briefly here. Mother's Day, as we come together to honor all the mothers and celebrate them in so many ways, in love and kindness, with showering them with gifts and cards. And I want you to know that this day, watch this here, Mother's Day cards, this is the third largest card day in the United States. 139 million cards is going to be distributed throughout the United States to mothers on this day. And I want you to also to know that this day, Mother's Day, is the second gift giving. It's the second gift giving day, surpassed only at Christmas time, that gifts are passed out and given out. So mothers, we just want to honor you. We just want to love on you and let you know that you are appreciated. This is a very special day for you. And I know that you are, you feel the love, and we can't, and I can't stress it enough, for that individual that seemed hopeless this morning, that seems like nobody cares, nobody loves. But I want you to know that's the one that I'm concerned about this morning. If it ain't for one, if it ain't for two, we want to reach out to you this morning. And we are reaching out to you this morning. You are loved. You are very special. God knows your name. You're not alone. He knows all about your situation. He knows all about your heartaches and your pain. So hopefully that you can sense this love and this comfort this morning as you go about your day. With that said, I think it would be in order to give all the mothers a round of applause this morning. I want you to know that we love you. I want you to know that we appreciate you. And anyone that is able to reach out to your mothers this morning, do that. Phone call, gift card, whatever it may be, and let them know that you do appreciate them. And because there's so many, it's not able to do that. There's so many of us, notice I said, of us, wish we just had one more time to let our mothers know how much we love them, let our mothers know how special they are. I'm not able to do that this morning, along with many others, to express my love towards them. But I thank God for this. There's no regrets. Because as the time that I spent with my mother, the time that we had time to be together and the fellowship together as I was coming up, it was 6, 7. And I seen how she labor of love for us. And I'm not just saying this to be saying it. I was so a great kid and everything. But I want you to know, and I can honestly say, I never gave my mother any trouble. I honor her. I always honored her. Always loved her to the very end. Whatever pleases her, I did it, whether I wanted to, whether I thought it was like doing it or not. But I did it in spite, because I seen how she labored, the labor of love to bring us up, to sacrifice, the hard work. I didn't want to put no pressure on her, bringing stress by being disobedient. So I can honestly say that I honored her and I showed her that I appreciated her. Amen? Let's just go, I'm going to be talking about, you know, honoring the mothers this morning. I'm going to talk about some of the characteristics of a godly mother, and we'll see that. I'm not going to hold you along today with that, but we do want to pause for this very special day to honor our mothers and let them know that we do appreciate it. Let's go to a very familiar passage. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. Notice what it says. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Notice that is the, out of the 10th commandment, this is the first commandment, is to honor thy father and thy mother. And you know, if we do that, God has promised this him. Look what he promised us in verse number 3. "That it may be well with thee, and thou may live long on this earth." You know, that's a promise that God made you and I and others. If we honor our father and our mother, if we love them and respect them, he said he promised a long life. He promised that it may be well with thee and thou may live a long time on earth. You know, we can cut our blessing off. We can shorten our life span just looking at that right there, just getting a grasp of that right there by honoring your parents, honoring your mother, and it will be well with thee. So many people, it's not him today because they disrespected their parents. They did it. They did not live this scripture out right here. And I believe, and I can say it truly, the only reason that I'm here is because the grace of God and because I did this here, not knowing the passage, not knowing the scripture, but just out of love and respect my mother, I did that. So wherever your parents are, they might not be your mother. No, they might not be the greatest. They may not be what you think that they should be. Nevertheless, he said, honor them. Nevertheless, you respect them. Nevertheless, you honor your parents and you respect them for who they are. And God said that your days will be long. And we don't want to shorten our days by being in disobedience.